Before the world was on fire. I want to remember the big silliness, the night we weren't even that drunk or stoned and ran outside, smack into the impossibly cold air, shouting jokes that weren't funny to anyone, except us, of course. Our ungloved knuckles aching in the wind, the sky blanketed over and black. Later, we laughed and laughed on mattresses, alone or together, in dorm rooms, till we turned quiet and amazed at the elegance of bare trees floodlit outside our naked windows as we crashed into sleep like we meant it, and man, did we ever. That was before the world was on fire, but we didn't know it. Nobody even owned a TV. Instead came the 2 a.m. knock on the door, always a friend, either joyous or heartbroken, always dead earnest in explaining it all, everything, that long talk. Awake until dawn, that stinging bright dizziness. 45 years later, we rustle op-ed pages. Our parents outlived, our wives, our husbands, our divorces, the queasy hearts of various cities, yellow our horizons. Whatever we were has fled, or not. Above our locked houses, the moon dissolves under the clouds. Anyone can smell that wet wind.